A trio of Washington insiders scrutinized the Donald Trump presidency today at an event at the University of Maine. They included former Secretary of Defense William Cohen of Maine, former U.S. Ambassador to Turkey Mark Grossman, and Andrew Card, who served as Chief of Staff to President George W. Bush. Cohen said Trump's sharp remarks about foreign and domestic leaders continue to violate the norm for American presidents. A.J. Higgins has more.
Cohen had just begun his public presentation when the president called a national press conference announcing his decision to decertify the Iran nuclear agreement approved 2 years ago by President Obama and five allied nations. Trump said the agreement was a bad deal for the U.S. and that its continued viability will now rest with Congress.
In the event we are not able to reach a solution working with Congress and our allies, then the agreement will be terminated.
When Cohen was asked why he decided to title his afternoon presentation at UMaine's Collins Center, assessing the first year of an unconventional presidency, he replied,
"Everything that he has done."
Cohen, who also served in the U.S. House and Senate before taking a cabinet post with the Clinton administration, now heads the influential D.C.-based Cohen Group, a business advisory firm providing corporate leadership and strategic advice to companies all over the world. He says some of Trump's more unconventional actions are directed at international leaders.
Certainly criticizing the Prime Minister of Great Britain, the Chancellor of Germany, Prime Minister of Australia, the South Korean president, that has been outside the norm. I think use of language would be outside the norm in terms of the type of way in which he communicates. And certainly the last thing would be the tweet storms that are released every morning or every evening.
Former Bush Chief of Staff Andrew Card agrees, saying that Trump tweets at his peril while also setting a standard as the first president to regularly utilize social media.
My message is taste your words before you spit them out, or lick your finger before you hit the send button on a tweet. But having said that, he does have the capacity to reach people in a way that no other president has, and that makes him unconventional.
Cohen referred questions about Trump and the decertification of the Iran agreement to a third member of the panel, former U.S. Ambassador to Turkey Mark Grossman, who also serves as the vice chair of the Cohen Group. Grossman says the Iranian nuclear deal, which he supports, is clearly not the entire Iran policy. And he says Trump's decertification action now places the issue in the hands of Congress, which will ultimately have to sign off on some form of an agreement or impose new sanctions.
I don't think the administration wants it. I don't think the majority of people in Congress want it. So I hope that they'll find some way to help the president with his deterrence package, keep the agreement going, not snap back these sanctions for precisely the reasons that you mentioned. Keep faith with the European allies, keep the pressure on Iran, keep them from getting a nuclear weapon for many years.
Grossman said that it is unlikely that the U.S. could get a better nuclear deal with Iran than the one it currently has. And on a positive front, Cohen praised Trump's choices for his national security team and his selection of Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.